Hey, well, hello. How y'all doing?
You think the fact that Childress and the running back knew a lot about you that hurt you a little bit, Sonny?
No, they just did a good job defensively. That's all.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is your third straight pretty good defensive line to play against, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, looking forward to the challenge. You know, we know coming to this game, playing this guy for the second time around, they're going to come with some different looks. So you just got to be prepared and ready to roll.
Like, what do they try to do? You had a good day against them. So what will they try to do to you? What teams do to you after you play them once?
You know, some guys kind of stick to, you know, what they do if they feel like they've been successful, you know, or containing. But you never know, you know. You just got to prepare for, you know, you just watch film, you know, and see what they do against other teams and see what they did against you the previous time you played. And, you know, you just prepare for the unknown, you know, so to say. So we've been doing this for a long time now, going on 9 years, so we'll be ready to roll.
You've had some big days against Detroit, haven't you?
Been blessed to have some pretty good days against those guys. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And you like that arena, that stadium?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, as you go in and try to get the job done, and come out with a W.
Is there anything finger is preventing you from doing this week?
I was a little sore, you know, but no, not really.
Adrian, during the Detroit game, what'd you say to Blair after his miss? Because it seemed to work. He hasn't missed since then.
You know, I just try to encourage him, and, you know, it was, hey, you know, we count on you. I believe in you. Just, you know, get back to doing what you're doing, man. You know, it happens.
How loud is Ford Field playing there, and what are the challenges of, the, you know, when the crowd noise really goes up there?
It's definitely going to be loud. You know, just being in sync, you know, offensive line, you know, everyone is on the same page, and being able to hear the calls and audibles and things like that. And, you know, the best way to actually deal with a loud stadium is to silence them. You know, so we got to try to do that early.
Adrian, how does their run defense look now compared to week two?
A lot sharper, more crisp. They're still playing good football, flying around to the ball. Good up front. Second level guys are playing well, too. So you can tell they have improved since we played them.
How about especially against the Bears? If Forte was held, and you know, they kind of contained him. What did they do in particular against the Bears?
You know, it's really different. It's kind of hard for me to kind of look. You know, I look at the Detroit and Chicago game and take what I can from it, but it's a totally different group of people, you know, on the offensive line with Chicago. So you really can't really take it for what it is because we have a totally different, you know, lineup. So,
Adrian, all the success you've had against division opponents over the years, is there anything you could put your finger on as to why you've been able to run so effectively against all three of those teams?
Yes, you know, of course, the offensive line, you know, doing a good job. And it's a team effort as well. And, you know, just being determined.
Did you feel like you're a different player than the last time you faced them, even though it was just week two? It's kind of hard to gauge in a short amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. I'm a totally different player. I'm a better player than I was week two when I played those guys. So I'm even more excited about that. Because I don't know what they're thinking over there, but I know what I'm thinking. And, you know, I don't feel like my best foot was forward when we played those guys last. So, you know, I think this will be an opportunity to put the best foot forward.
Adrian, both you and Calvin Johnson entered the NFL in 2007. You think you two guys have been the biggest maybe non-quarterback stars in the NFL since then? And just talk about kind of the careers both you guys have had, you know, starring at offensive spots.
Yeah, I guess you can say that. You know, Calvin Johnson is a guy that, you know, when I came out, I was like, if this guy get picked before me, I wouldn't understand because I felt like I was the best player, but I do because he's just that type of player, that caliber of a player that you don't see often just at a different position. But, you know, he has had record-setting days, You know, he's a guy that you look at, you know, he's going to be there. He's a guy that when these fantasy owners pick their team, he's one of the first off, you know, off the board, you know. And, you know, God's willing, I've been able to have a pretty successful season thus far as well.
Not to write you or him off, but both of you turned 30 this year, and so there's not going to be a tremendous number of matches and you two guys are playing. You think NFL fans need to relish those as they still to come as you both have hit your 30s?
I guess you can say that. You know, everything got to come to an end one day, and one thing that's not going to change is you're not going to get younger, you know. I'm sure just like they did in the past with other players that they love, and you know, they got kind of spoiled with Brett Favre. You know, he's around for a long time. But I guess you can say that for the true fans who really enjoy watching me and Calvin play.
Forgetting the Detroit game, I mean the Kansas City game, do you think you're up to your good shape and everything like that?
Yes, sir. I feel like I'm in great shape now. Body feels good. I'm rejuvenated.
You like to?
Adrian
Peterson of old?
What you think? Give me your opinion. Your opinion.
I think you are.
Okay. I confirm that. I agree. I'll second that.
Adrian, in your experience, what makes an offense good in the red zone?
Offense good?
Yeah, what makes an offense good in the red zone? Is there any kind of key to that?
Being able to punch it in for 7 points.
Hey. When the field gets shorter, is the running game that much more important?
I think it's a combination, but especially, you know, when the field is shorter, being able to run the ball, but being diverse too.
Adrian Everson said it meant a lot to him that a lot of the players reached out to him, sent him text messages, support. I mean, you know, knowing that you've had to lean on your teammates and your friends too in the past, what does it mean when you see someone like Everson say, it really meant a lot to me, I needed that?
It means a lot, you know. You know, these guys in this locker room, especially guys like Everson, been around each other for a long time now. And we're like brothers, you know. So, you know, anytime you see a brother going, you know, through something, not feeling well, whatever it might be, you know, you want to reach out to let that person know that, hey, I love you. You know, and, you know, that was my text to him, man. I love you, man. Just, you know. And, because it was the same thing when, you know, when I was going through my situation. Totally opposite compared to what, you know, compared to him. But just having that bond and that relationship with your fellow teammates, it means the world. You know, that's why we come out here and we practice every day. We're in these meetings and we go out on Sunday and play for one another.
When you're facing a team for the second time in this short a time frame, and you know they were a little worked up about what they thought were cheap shots and that kind of stuff, does that stuff carry over and get everybody a little more revved up for the second meeting?
Maybe to the person that felt like they got, you know, got cheap shot, but not really. You know, you still got a job to do, still got a mission that you're trying to complete. You know, so during the week, you know, it's all about the preparation and, you know, making sure that you're crossing those T's and dotting those I's and you're ready to get a win, you know. So, you know, this is our second divisional game. It's a big game for us, and we're focusing on the things that we can control to try to get this W on the road.
Zimmer talked about Kansas City sending a lot of run blitzes to try to limit what you can do. What's the key to beating a team when they do that?
What's the key? Just keep cramming away. You know, and sooner or later something will happen. You know, so that's what you do. You know, there was a couple plays, maybe I can recall 3 to 4 plays, maybe a little longer second, two longer block or push. It was springing out there for, you know, a big one, 40, 50 yard run, and that's, you know, with the blitz and things that they were presenting to us. You know, so. It's all about just taking advantage of those opportunities when they come.
I feel like that sets up play action a little bit better, too.
Yeah, yeah. You're blitzing guys, and there's going to be some guys open down the field, you know. So it's like pick your poison, stop the run, then remove the ball in the pass game, and vice versa.
Did you feel like they did that more than any team yet this year?
Just did what?
Run blitzing Kansas City?
Yeah.
Adrian, were you aware that you moved past Jamal Lewis in the career rushing list?
Yeah, I actually, I didn't know until Tom, you know, my guy told me, and I was able to look at the list and stuff. You know, they do a great job of keeping me, abreast with things like that I'm interested in, and just to kind of see where I'm at, and kind of put things in perspective for me as well, you know. So,
your thoughts on going past him, you know, particularly, you know, you had the single game, you went past him, and now you're caught up to him in a career. It took a little bit of time, but.
It feels good, you know. It lets you know that the work that you're putting in is paying off. You know, it kind of reminds you of how blessed you are. And, you know, when you look at the names that still yet to be passed, you know, it's just even more motivation to continue to do what you're doing.
What do you
got? Yeah, Emin on the top of the list, obviously. Is there any other names between you and him that you think would be special to pass in particular?
O.J. Simpson. Of course, Jim Brown. It's a guy, Barry Sanders, you know, Eric Dickerson. It's a lot of guys on there.
What do you think of all the media attention Stephon Diggs is getting? Do you give him any advice on how to handle his newfound celebrity and all that?
He seems like he does a pretty good job of handling himself, you know. So I'm just happy for him, you know, that he was presented with the opportunity and he took advantage of it. And, you know, we all knew that this guy is going to be playing from this point on, you know. So I just need him to keep doing what he's doing.